Two people are dead after a mysterious outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in Melbourne. Since the start of the outbreak, the number of cases has risen to 77, with 75 people being taken to hospital. Health authorities have narrowed down the likely source of the outbreak to water cooling towers on industrial buildings in the suburbs of Laverton North and Derrimut. Professor Liz Hartland from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research is an expert in microbiology and immunology, and she says Legionnaires is a kind of pneumonia.
It's caused by bacteria that are known as Legionella, and these bacteria occur naturally in the environment, so they're impossible to get rid of. And unfortunately, when they get into or contaminate a water system, like an air conditioning system, they can sort of grow up to high numbers, and if then spread by aerosols, people can inhale the bacteria, and then the bacteria start to grow in their lungs, and that's what causes the pneumonia.
So that's the how it all spreads. But as we've heard in this outbreak, it has been fatal. How can it turn deadly?
Yeah, so that's because people who have some underlying condition, like, or it can be advanced age, or they might be immunocompromised, they might be a smoker or have diabetes or have something that makes them more susceptible to severe infection. The bacteria sort of keep growing in the lung. They can spread beyond the lung to other parts of the body, and then that becomes a very difficult infection to treat. And so people can succumb to the infection by being overwhelmed by the bacteria, and their immune response causes a huge amount of inflammation, and that's what ultimately leads to their death.
Is it rare to see an outbreak like this, and indeed a fatal outbreak?
It is uncommon. This is a typical outbreak in many ways because it appears to be a single source of the bacteria, although I think the exact cooling tower hasn't been identified. Obviously something has happened or something's gone wrong, and the bacteria have been able to grow up to higher numbers. And then this has sort of been aerosolised, and people within the vicinity have inhaled it, and some people have become sick. So Legionnaires' mortality rates tend to vary from about 5% to 15%. So in that sense, this looks like a fairly typical scenario, unfortunately.
We understand from the Chief Health Officer of Victoria that investigators have tested and disinfected 54 of around 100 cooling towers now. As I said in the introduction, they're in and around Laverton North and Derrimut. Is that the right approach in your view? Are cooling towers often a source of Legionnaires' outbreaks?
Yeah, especially in Australia, they're a very common source of Legionnaires' outbreaks. There have been outbreaks associated with other types of water sources, and these tend to be, you know, artificial types of systems like fountains, spas, swimming pools. But in this instance, the cooling towers do seem to be the main, you know, source.
Now, the outbreak appears to be slowing. Do we know why that could be? Is that normal for that to happen like that?
Yeah, that's also very typical. So once an outbreak is announced, there is a sort of general rapid response where a lot of cooling towers are disinfected at once. And that means that the contaminated source is eliminated, and so there are no more infections. Legionnaires' disease is not passed from person to person, so the outbreak looks like a typical explosion of cases, and then these taper off, and that seems to be what's happening at the moment. There are fewer cases coming forward.
Yeah, and which, as you said, is quite a typical scenario. What can be done, though, to help prevent outbreaks like this in the future?
Yeah, so Australia, or particularly Victoria, has some of the strictest Legionella controls in the world, and many other countries look to our regulations, and large cooling towers have to be registered, they have to be on a regular maintenance schedule of disinfection, so it's hard to say at this stage what has gone wrong in this instance, but I'm sure the Department of Health will be investigating. Our largest outbreak in Australia was the aquarium outbreak in 2000. So things have been fairly good for more than 20 years. So it is unusual, and it does suggest something has gone wrong, and we need to find the answers.
It's Professor Liz Hartland from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research joining us.